reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, we saw Jesus preaching and calling. Today, we see that when he went to the synagogue and taught, they were first astonished at his teaching, and then second, blown away by his authority. The same authority that would cast a demon out from a man. It's important for us as daily communicants. We are very much like those people who know a movie well because we've watched a movie 10, 15, 30 times, that we can almost mouth the words back. Sometimes we can listen to sacred scripture that way. The second day of ordinary time, we always get this reading. Jesus teaches, he casts out another demon, etc., etc., etc. We can lose our astonishment. We can cease to be amazed at Jesus' teaching authority. It's important for us, therefore, to really pray these readings, to do what the great saints have said in terms of meditating upon them, to use our senses to put ourselves in that place. Enter the synagogue, see it all around us, hear Jesus' voice. Was it a high-pitched voice? Was it a low-pitched voice? How crowded was the synagogue that day? What was going on with that man who was convulsing over in the corner? How did Jesus say, "Quiet, come out of him"? What did his voice sound like when he said, "We know who you are, the Holy One of God"? What was our reaction when we heard a devil calling this carpenter the Holy One of God? What was our reaction when others started to say, "Even the unclean spirits obey him"? We need to return again and again to the real power of these scenes, because the same Jesus continues to speak. These words are not the words of Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg, which were pronounced and have fallen silent. The one who has given these words speaks still. He's still able to do for us precisely the same types of miracles he did for Hannah in today's gospel, in today's first reading, making a sterile woman fertile and conceiving a prophet. He is still capable of casting out devils. He still speaks with authority, and we still need to respond to his word with great amazement. That requires our slowing down. That requires our totally trusting in the Lord's words. Yesterday, Jesus preached with the same authority. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And then he called for people to repent and live the gospel. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Today, with authority, he calls us.